KYTFM
881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB
and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
It's that time. The Prayer Power Live Talk Show. The number one Christian live talk show in Louisiana. Our topics are controversial, always informative, and enlightening based on the Word of God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came to the earth to destroy the traditions of men based on law. You may listen to the Prayer Power Live Talk Show on the web at www.kaytfm.com. You are our guest, so phone in now. Phone in your comments. Call the studios at 484-2500. Outside of the area, 1-877-464-2500. Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi. You can call now. And now, from the studios of KAYT 88.1, the Reverend Carmouche. So phone lines are open now.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Rene Carmouche coming to you live with Prayer Power. Praise the Lord, everybody out there. I'm just praying and believing that God is going to do something great for you, because it's not coincidental that you have tuned in to hear God going through. Glory to God. And I'm talking about his word. I'm not talking about me. I'm just a messenger. That's all I am. I'm just an instrument that God is using. That's it. But remember this one thing. God has really set this time for you to hear something that will encourage you and give you the hope that you need right now, because everybody needs hope. Glory to God. And folks, you out there, I really appreciate you tuning in. And I know that God's going to bless you. Man, I get so excited every day about what God's going to do for me, but also for other people. I just get excited because God is so good. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for Brother Wade here today again. Once again, he's always there to help me out. And I appreciate you very much, Brother Wade, for being here.
Well, I'm a helper. I'm sort of the incarnation of the Holy Spirit. I'm a helper.
You're the helper.
I'm a helper.
I hope you're the comforter, too.
You know? Yeah, I can comfort you, too.
Praise God. I really appreciate him. I thank God for him. And God has, you know, God is perfect in everything. You know, he said everything just right for everybody to be with someone somewhere, you know, just perfectly done. I mean, it's awesome. And I thank God for that. But you out there, you need some help. You know, today my topic is hope real? You know, I'm talking about hope, and I'm wondering if it's really real. But you know, at the same time, I'd love for you to call for prayer. You know, before we get into it, I want people to call out there, Brother Wade.
Okay, yeah, we have a number, and it's open for your phone calls right now. Before Evangelist Carmouche gets into the topic today, the number is 318-484-2500. Yeah. 318-484-2500. If you're outside the local calling area, it's no charge at 877-464-2500. Once again, 877-464-2500.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You got the number. Write it down. Praise God. I know a lot of you out there, you just keep your radio on that station. I know everybody tells me that. You know, a lot of people who have been listening to me have said, hey, you know, we just keep we keep it all day long, brother. I mean, and that's awesome. I thank God for that, because the Word of God comes over this. It comes over the radio air. And just remember that God does not make mistakes, and he wants you to hear what he has something to say to you today. But we're talking about hope. Is it really real? The Bible talks about it in Hebrew, of course, Hebrew 6 and 19. It says, which hope we have is an anchor of our soul. It anchors us down, and it keeps security in us, brother. What kind of hope do you have? You know, is what we're talking about. What's your hope in? Is it real to you? You know, so many people in the world has lost hope or have no hope. What are we going to do, folks? You are out there. You need to call that number, because we'll pray for you, too. Pray that you get hope in God. Call the number, folks. We're going to pray with you. I mean, you, I guarantee it through the blood of God, Jesus, that you will hear an answer from God. It's a guarantee. There's no doubt about it. I see it all the time. I know it all the time because of what God does, not because of what me. I'm talking about Jesus. Call that number, man, if you're in desperate need. Call the number. We're going to pray with you, right, Brother Wade?
That is exactly right, Pastor Carmouche. Now, you know, it just like anything, you know, hope can be misdirected. Ooh. Some people hope that they can win the lottery.
Hey, you got to be careful what you hope for.
Yeah, right. Some people, you know, hope that somebody will leave somebody else for you.
Yeah.
You know, it can be misdirected.
It can be.
And so, yes, you have to know what it is. What is the hope of your calling? What it is, who you are, what you're called to do, and what your purpose is. And once you get that as the foundation, then your hope can be directed in the proper channel.
Exactly. And your hope must be in God. You know, we look at Naaman and he was a captain of the host of Syria, man. He was a big man. He was a man. Everybody knew him. Everybody respected him. Everybody honored him. You know, his hope was in that prestigious status that he had.
Yeah.
Man, hey, man, whoa, whoa, whoa. But that will get you nowhere. You need to hope in God because that's what we have, hope for our life. What you hoping for?
Well,
what are you hoping for in this world?
Let's do this, Reverend Carmouche. Tell the rest of that story
story of Naaman. Naaman's the host, you know, and he's got leprosy. He's dying, man.
Right.
Man, well, I would think that he's hoping to live, you know, and to be healed by God. But where does he get it? That there's no place. He can't get it in his prestigious status anymore. I mean, yeah, he's well honored, you know, he's way up there and, you know, and everybody's really, you know, bowing to him perhaps in a different manner, but being respectful, which is a good thing, there's no problem with that, but that will get you nowhere, folks, because you must have your hope in God, and that's where we must put our hope in, and it must be in God, and finally.
Yeah, his hope and his confidence, like you said, was in his position.
Exactly.
And even at that, when he got instruction from the prophet Elisha to go and wash in the River Jordan, you know, his reply was, we have rivers where I'm from that are much cleaner than Jordan, which kind of gives you an insight as to how he was thinking.
Exactly.
His, you know, the superiority complex.
The pride.
That he was operating under.
Exactly.
And so he would rather wash in a clean river instead of doing what the prophet told him to do. Now, if he had all the answers, why does he have to come to the prophet?
Exactly. And it must be in God. And it took, now listen to this. It took the servant to give him an understanding, you know. That brought his pride down right there. You know, it just brought him down, bam. You know, he's a servant. And here he is. I mean, he's captain of the host. I mean, he's got a mind, you know. I mean, he's very intelligent. He must have been brilliant.
And nothing wrong with being intelligent and nothing wrong with position. But you have to understand that your confidence can't be in that.
Exactly. And a lot of people think that way, as you said. Oh, well, you know, somehow maybe some doctor will come along, you know, and find a cure, you know, but especially me, you know. I mean, you know, I'm the captain. But that doesn't happen, folks. It must be in God. And God was trying to show him you must have hope in God. And it anchors you down. You know, you must be secure. Every time you hope in God, you open his word and you don't move. You don't move. I mean, that's what an anchor does.
I love the fact that, you know, he doubted the word of God. God won't always tell you to do something that's comfortable or something that's convenient.
Comfort
and convenience doesn't always translate into God's instructions.
Exactly. And that's how that's our thinking and our mentality.
Yeah, we always think.
Our body, you know, and our flesh. You know, we want comfort and we want something, you know, to really keep us in place and not be disturbed, you might
absolutely
say. Complacency is a lot of times when we get into that point of just feeling okay, you know, but it's not okay. You must hope in God and not some fantasy in your life. You must hope in God. And, you know, we don't have a long time to live. Oh,
Yeah, you know, life is just a vapor, as the word says. It's here and then it's gone.
It's,
you know,
all gone, man. It's your, whoo, and some a lot quicker than you think.
Amen, you know? And hallelujah to that. And so we want to ask people, you know, what is it you're hoping for? 318-484-2500. Call in. Tell us what it is you're hoping for. Reverend Carmouche can help you to direct that hope in a godly fashion, according to God's will.
The thing
that you're hoping for can and will come to pass.
Yes, indeed.
That's the beautiful thing about that.
We want you to call. We want to pray with you. I mean, that's what I'm called here for, to come and bring you hope in Jesus. Not in me, that's for sure. I need hope myself, okay? And that's in Jesus. Hey, he called me to do this, all right? Glory to God. I mean, and that's to help you and to give you a motivation in life. There is hope. A lot of people, folks, the reason why you hear this suicide all the time, why you think that? Because they have no hope. Zero. Zero hope.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's something that when you reach a place where you're at the end of yourself.
That's it.
And you're at the end of yourself, and your confidence has always been in yourself.
In self, yes.
That's why that spirit of suicide is so prevalent.
Right. It's a spirit.
It's a spirit of suicide. Right. And when your confidence is in you,
mm-hmm. Amen.
And you're at the end of yourself, what do you have to hold on to?
Right.
If it's not God, then...
And you look at here, right, if it's not God. And some people are go towards, as we talked about, you know, your status, your position, you know, thinking that's their hope is in that. But it comes to a point in life where that doesn't help. that won't help you. And we must remember that God is your help, is your hope. And people look at it, you know, Solomon, look at Solomon. And I love Solomon because he was the richest man in the world.
And
he
wise.
Also had all kind of sexual pleasure.
700 wives.
Yeah, right.
300 like concubines.
Everything
he was very busy.
He was very busy. And, you know, and a lot of times we put our hope in all that pleasure.
Yeah.
And there's Solomon. Finally, he decides, whoa, wait a minute. And he's like, uh-oh, wait a minute. This is not my hope. I need something that I can hold on to and be more secured in life with God. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that, you know, at the end, the very end, he says, all is vanity, man. I got all this stuff. But that does not give me hope in life, you know, to live and to live forever with God. And he said, the duty of man, that was his conclusion. He said, this is my conclusion. And we're talking about somebody very intelligent, okay? Oh, man, he will outdo Einstein way more than you imagine, okay?
Right.
But he's more than a genius here because God gave it to him. And, okay, and folks, just remember that you need God as your hope. We're going to break right now, so don't forget to get ready. And when we come back, I want you to call that number, and we're going to pray for you.
We're doing it again. KAYTKQJO and Rapid Furniture, 1905 Lee Street, Alexandria. We've teamed up again to make some lucky dad very special just in time for Father's Day. A winner of a recliner. Dads, we're proud of you. Happy Father's Day. You could be reclining away, doing your favorite thing, watching one of your favorite shows. And it's being brought to you by your friends here at KAYTKQJO and our friends at Rapid Furniture. And Rapid Furniture has all your furnishing needs. Here's how to qualify. I'll be listening to your favorite radio personalities, Wade Hampton, Tanya Raleigh, CJ and the Miracles, and the Boom Boom Room, the Junk Chart Party with the People's DJ, Greg Phillips. For your chance to qualify, you must be listening the day of the drawing, June 13th. For more info, dial area code 318-484-2500, a toll-free 1-877-464-2500, or Billy Quinney at area code 318-445-0781. It's all from your friends here at KAYTKQJO and Rapid Furniture, Alexandria. Proud underwriting sponsors of KAYTKQJO.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318